Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio, back at it. Hey, it's the time of the day where we take a look at how the market's performed. It's the time of the week where we bring on Bill Moore of the Price Futures Group. Bill, for all the times you've been on the radio on a day when the markets have taken a dive, today is not one of them. So I'm glad you have a chance to brag up ag markets today.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I was growing up, I spent a lot of time on the farm in the summer, so I was about 15, so it's pretty much in my blood, and glad to see an update after a pretty good plummet here in the last 2 weeks. I'll focus on July corn. It was at $8 back about 2 weeks ago, and they hit it hard, and the next, after that peak was reached, I think it was on a Friday, and the market gapped lower the next day and went all the way down to 7:30. But some things intervened to stop the bleeding, and we've had a nice recovery here of about 30 cents just in the last couple of days from low to high. One thing that's happened is the we had crop ratings that came out yesterday that a little lower than they expected. They were looking for a decrease, but they actually got a maybe a 1% to 2%. They got a 3% decrease. Good to excellent drop, 3% in both corn down to 67 and beans down to 65. So that was a positive for the market. Also, some news out of China that they're going to lighten up their quarantine restrictions, which may translate into more exports. Market liked the sound of that. As well, you've got a major grain report coming out on Thursday at 11 o'clock. It's some final acreage numbers and a quarterly stocks report. And all eyes will be on those numbers. Early estimates on those numbers are about a 200,000 to 300,000 acre increase in corn, up to about 89.7 million acres, which is still down almost 4 million from last year. And soy is 90.43 million acres. That's up. That's down from the March estimate, about 400,000 acres. But that number would still be up over 3 million acres from last year. So I suspect with, and also we're approaching the end of the month, which will be on Thursday, and the end of the quarter, which is Thursday. So a lot of reasons for the markets to even up and consolidate in front of that and the report, and that's what you're seeing. Plus, you know, the crop ratings gave this thing a boost. So for all those reasons, we're seeing a correction, and probably will be a sideways pattern between now and the report on Thursday.
All right. And a lot of times we do not trade, or we do trade sideways between now and then, but, hey, could we have another significantly up or significantly down day tomorrow ahead of an explosion at 11 a.m. on Thursday?
I think we've already – I think there's so much going on this week with the what China's done, with their loosening their restrictions, with the end of the month, end of the quarter, with this report. There's enough going on that the fund traders are just going to want to even up. So I don't see any major moves. Could be wrong, of course, but I don't see any major price moves between now and 11 o'clock on Thursday. But that could be explosive, as all these reports sometimes yield explosive results on Thursday, and we'll see what happens. And keep in mind, even though we did have some rains recently, the jury's still out on this crop. I mean, I know things are looking pretty good right now, but, you know, corn doesn't pollinate for another 2 or 3 weeks, and it's a big deal. And we know our neighbors to the south had a tough crop this year down in South America. And with the stocks as tight as they are, there's no margin for error this year. Anything under trend line, these prices aren't high enough, in my opinion.
All right. Excellent. But what numbers are you looking at on Thursday, Bill, for the acreage number or the stocks number? Which one might move the market the most?
I think it's going to be the acres. The stocks are a little bit higher, a little bit lower. But I think the acres is a key thing because that really translates. That's a big deal right now. You know, people, the weather pattern, you know, we saw what happened in South America. We came into that season thinking we're going to be gangbusters on the crop, and it went the other way. So that's in the back of traders' minds. A lot can happen in this weather in the next 3 or 4 weeks. And It's not any usual year. There's a reason these markets are hovering right off the all-time highs in corn and beans because of these the tight stock situation. And it allows for no margin for error, as I said. Any kind of disappointing yields this year, just a little bit disappointing. With the tightness of the stocks and these prices, I don't think are high enough. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be focused on the acres and then the next 2 or 3 weeks of pollination, a lot going on here between now and the end of July.
For sure. All right. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group. With higher grains usually comes lower livestock, and that's sure happening today, huh?
Yeah, they're lower, a little bit lower, but, you know, Mick, this livestock can't get out of its own way. I mean, pretty much plain and simple. These charts tell all. Look at the July hog chart. I'm looking at a market that has been in a sideways pattern going back to the end of May. It's right in the middle of it now. Just since, say, the beginning of June, July hogs have traded between 114 to 104, $10 range. It's at 110 right now, right in the middle of the range. And this kind of epitomizes the story in the meats. You know, when you got a sideways pattern, there's a reason for it. Conflicting fungamentals are keeping this market range-bound. And they are, and the fungamentals are, number one, the best demand period of the year, the barbecue season, being blunted by concerns about the economy. The Fed's raising rates to fight this 40-year high inflation. And if they do it too much and they tip us over into a recession, that's obviously not good for demand. It's kind of a pick-your-poison situation here. And that's kind of blunting demand. And the good demand period offset by the weak economy is keeping these meats sideways here in the last couple of weeks.
Gotcha. All right. The equities, stock market, man, the Dow still above 31,000, but down a couple hundred today. The NASDAQ down below 12,000. All of this kind of, and then the talk of recession, all of that. Yet gas demand has gone up, gasoline demand has gone up. I mean, people are still out there traveling, spending money, and burning gasoline, yet there is a lot of recessionary fears. What do you think is going on with the U.S. economy?
Well, it was pretty strong going into COVID, and then took a hit, but then came back, recovered very nicely. To at the beginning of this year, we were up at over 37,000. Now it's come all the way down under 30,000. Just a few days, a week or 10 days back, and then recently it's rallied up here. A couple of 15 to 1700 points, which is a good thing. We just have to see what happens. I mean, the Fed is bound and determined to control inflation, and they're doing that by raising these rates. But you know, they're walking a fine line. If they a tight rope, if they do it too much, you know, of course you don't want to go into a recession, but still you got to control inflation. So I just have a feeling that it's not going to be a disaster. It might be under suppression for a while, but the economy is so strong for the last couple of years that I think it's going to absorb this shock, and in time it's going to come back without a serious issue.
In the last two decades, it's come back 2-3 times in a big way, huh?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group, always great to get good insight from you. How do producers get a hold of you to talk marketing?
630-947-5176, wmoore@pricegroup.com, my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Check out the bios on myself. I have been at it since the 70s and love to talk to you.
All right, and wisdom and experience go hand in hand for sure. Thank you.
We sure hope so, Mick.
All right. Well, I'm still working on it, but you got it. So thank you.
You're in the same boat, buddy.
Yeah. Have a great rest of the week. And, hey, thanks. We'll talk to you later.
Good talking to you, Mick. You do as well, sir.
Talk to you on Tuesday, the 5th of July. See you then.
All right, sir. Take care now.
Yep, bye now. All right, we are coming up on the bottom of the hour. We're taking a break. Coming back, it's Technology Tuesday. From the Midwest Agriculture Summit. We'll tell you all about Microsoft's involvement in technology and agriculture. And RDO, John Deere, has some interesting stuff to share with you. That's on Technology Tuesday, next on Farm Talk.